Hare Krishna. I remember my mother, she had minimum at any moment of time, there were 10 people at home. 7 children, mother, father and grandma. And if guests come, they are more than that. So auntie and auntie children come, then 15. And this is daily. So daily, there would be fresh breakfast, there would be a fresh lunch and fresh dinner. Nothing repeated. At the most, some rice will remain, either udar, paratha. But children will be never given morning food also. Fresh will be cooked in the evening, fresh will be cooked in the morning. And you will not believe, every day I would do the manthan of dahi and fresh butter would be given to all children. Bread pe, roti pe, laga ke. Every day, fresh butter. Literally, I would make and that would be taken out and that would be immediately given to children. And what remains would be further made into ghee after that. But when ladies started to go to work, then naturally, ladies cannot make everything fresh every time, na? I also tell my wife, you make one for one time fresh food in the daytime and we'll carry on in the evening also. Because my baby is much demanding time and many things are there. So practically speaking, at least one time you cook fresh food. But then what happens is that when you needed food to eat quite often and your mother had to go to work at 6:30 in the morning, then bread came in the house, then butter came in the house, then jam came in the house, and then other things came, sauce came in the house, and biscuits came in the house, and cookies came in the house. Now all this food need to be preserved. And if you make biscuits, we also make biscuits at home, biscuits and cookies and all those things. But if you don't put the emulsifier in a stabilizer, then in 2-3 days you have to finish the biscuit and make new biscuit afterwards. But market will not make biscuit which are 2 days in duration. Na? Market will have to make biscuit which are long duration. Like 6 months before the date, from best before 6 months after the manufacturing date. So that is where the stabilizers came in between. That is where the emulsifiers came in between. But emulsifier matlab kya hota hai? What is emulsifier? Emulsifier is a substance which allows two things which are not mixable to mix. Agar oil or water mix nahi hote. So emulsifier dal ke usko ghor ghumayenge to aisa ek paste tayar hoga jo water and oil mix karke bana hoga. Hamare pharmacy mein we used to make some formulas na. So when we will put the emulsifier and keep on stirring in the jar, after some time there will be a uniform liquid formed which is called as immiscible subjects are already mixed up nicely. So industry matlab kya? Industry is not meant to look up for your health. Industry is meant for business. So they'll only look for business. Can you move this side please? And people want more and more and more and more ready-made things to eat. They want chocolate, they want bars and they want granola, they want so many things, you know. Children are now attracted to, advertisements are coming up so strongly that this contains this, this contains fat, this contains protein, this contains this wonderful nutrition, and one candy you take and you get 100 calories, and children are playing football and they are winner in the exam and they are coming first in the school. I eat granola. So because of the current need of society, all these things came up. And then came up knowledge that if you use these animal products, the further the food becomes stable and long-lasting. And animals are being killed in such a large quantity that in one slaughterhouse, they are killing around 14 to 1500 animals, big animals per day. And small animals, so you just don't count only. I'm talking about, you know, buffaloes or big animals, so pigs like that. And before they were cutting by hand, so numbers were less because it was a physical labor. Then they came up with automatic equipments to cut animals. And no more human beings are required, no labor is required. Everything is automatic. You just put them on the conveyor belt, animals, and they just go on getting cut and then all the things are made. So now when they are cutting such a huge number of animals every single day, there are so much of waste products are there. Only the flesh is sellable as meat. Rest all skin, fat under skin, and many things are there. They are all sold to various industries as a waste product of slaughterhouse. So the fat under skin, it's called charbi, is melted and is sold to soap industry. The soaps, shampoos and various things are made by that. Then leather is, the skin is processed and that goes to leather industry. Then your purses and bags and fancy items that you are using as ladies, they are all made out of that. Then the bones are also remaining. So much bone is there. And bone is not sold. Bone is not eaten by people. So much of bone is there. Then the bone is processed to a dry state and sent to toothpaste industry. And the calcium source of your toothpaste is this bone processed powder. And calcium is yielded from that. And you use the toothpaste, which is bone powder made toothpaste. So you may think very proudly that I'm a vegetarian. But first thing in the morning, you know, when you wake up, you're putting up a toothpaste in the mouth. And most of the times, it is cow bones and cow these things. So if you want to lead a devotional life, you know, you have to be very, very careful. You cannot just think that you are vegetarian. You cannot be if you are not very, very vigilant about everything you take in your body and everything you touch your body. Because advertisements are so wild that, you know, there are so many soaps, so many shampoos, so many attractions are there, so many your nutritional supplements, you know, people are so much attractive. They only want to cook at home a wonderful meal full of all nutrients. They want to just take supplements, you know, yellow, omega ka bhi research laga hai. As if in my childhood, omega was not existing. No? We didn't live without omega. Omega was there and we were also eating nicely. But now that industries are so intelligent, what they do is, take out certain thing and there's a blast on you. And they make it such a beautiful advertisement that everybody, including the professionals, they get impressed by that. And they make you feel how you need it. Without you, you are getting this disease, that disease, peripheral neuritis, this is happening, that is happening, your liver is not functioning well, you need omega 3, and you know, then they make products. But Horlicks, Complan, and what else? Famous one? Three famous ones. Huh? Bonvita. They are all made, you know, surprisingly, the groundnuts, na, uska pura tel nikal lete hain. And jo bacha na khali, usse sab kuch banta hai. It's proved in the market now. And they are talking such big things to you. Vitamin B12, 10 milligrams, this is 1 milligram, 0.1 milligram, 1 micrograms. You are saying, everything is there in that. Please, this is the best combination of nutrients for your children. Give one spoon in the morning, they will score well and they will do good in sports and everything. Everything is a cheating, actually. If you have faith in your own cookings, you don't need to buy anything from outside. Do you believe? I am talking this bold statement in front of a dietitian, a senior experienced dietitian, who's also prescribing things. But she also has to prescribe because nobody has time to make things at home. So if they have some deficiency, then she has to prescribe. And that's where the animal things come up. And then another notion is there. Even my doctors tell me, because you are a vegetarian, you are tendency to have vitamin B12 deficiency. I have heard it so many times. And not a single time my vitamin B12 have come deficient. D3 can be deficient because we don't expose ourselves to sun. So nowadays I chant with my back exposed to sun in the morning in the house. With 140 minutes of exposure give me 60,000 units of vitamin D3 in my body. So I don't need to take any sachet or anything. Because we are not leading a natural life. We are leading a very artificial life. All these things are coming up. And one of the things is these biscuits. Why you need biscuits? Tell me, Mom, first of all. If you are eating fresh upma in the morning, then roti, sabji, dal, chawal in the afternoon, same thing in the evening. In between you can have some snack if you want to eat something. Mummy can make chapati ka laddu for you with ghee and jaggery. We're not using in childhood. Tiffin mein, I was making myself with my own hand and taking for my tiffins. Such a nutritious gai ke ghee ka elaichi dal ke I used to make. Just give that here, please. So, disconnect karke wahan se leke. And bring it here. And then bring that here, na? What is? What is ringing that you bring here? So, because we have forgotten our... Why there is a meal of biscuits? Because there is no enough food you are cooking at home. Children are still hungry, so they want to eat something. So you bring biscuits. And the biscuits, the company makes somewhere in Villaparle, suppose. Till it reaches you, it will be 2 days, 3 days old. If it has to remain further on the market and on the shelf for so many days, then it has to be stabilizer in that. Na? What is stabilizer, tell me? Stabilizer is a... I'm not a biochemist. Huh? I'm not a chemistry PhD also. I'm a common person who has common sense. If biscuit has to remain, what the stabilizer should do? Stabilizer should not allow the bacteria to decompose the food. So there is a stabilizer which prevents the bacteria from decomposing the food. So it remains as it is. Don't think bacteria is not there in that. Bacteria, everything is there in that. But they are not allowed to decompose the food. That's why it appears to stay for some long time. Why chapati doesn't stay? There is no stabilizer in that. There is no stabilizer, emulsifier in chapati. So you have to consume in the day. Next day maybe you can eat. Some servant can eat maybe. But if next evening you cannot eat. But you make your chapati with stabilizer, it will stay for 5 days. And also suppose in the olden days there were items which could have been made and which could stay for longer. Matri was there, no, Shankarpali was there. There used to be Thepla in Gujaratis. Kitne sara items hai, 8-8 days also can stay. But we prefer ready-made things. Now even everything, papad and whatever things we made ourselves in childhood, everything is outside. You know? मिल्क के बारे में आप अगर मेरा दुकान खोलोगे ना तो इट्स लाइक अ ह्यूज थिंग विल कम आउट. मिल्क इज सच अ सेंसिटिव आइटम एक्चुअली. मिल्क मीन्स ओनली टॉर्चर टू काउस टुडेज वर्ल्ड. वॉट एवर मिल्क यू थिंक यू आर ड्रिंकिंग एंड इफ यू थिंक यू आर ड्रिंकिंग काउ मिल्क अनलेस यू आर श्योर ऑफ द सोर्स ऑफ द मिल्क यू हैव टू बी श्योर ओनली ऑफ वन थिंग दैट यू आर ड्रिंकिंग अ मिल्क ऑफ टॉर्चर्ड काउस. What is about tortured cows? First of all, they are given so many injections. They are given so much of artificial feeds, hormones. Because they want to get good milk, so they are injecting them hormones. It's like, you know, it's like suppose you are pregnant and you deliver a baby and you are given hormones to give milk to your baby. How it will be? It's not natural. It will give a lot of problems to you. It will give headaches to you. It will give uneasiness. It will give restlessness. And then some artificial milk will come out of you. So milk cows are always given hormones. And they are given oxytocin. When you are given oxytocin, if you are given oxytocin, for example, you will get delivery cup pain every single day. Oxytocin is meant for compressing the uterus to give the baby out for delivery. And the cows are given oxytocin every single day. And they get severe pain like delivery every single day when you and me are taking milk out of them. Then they are given steroids because they want the milk to be really, you know, nutritious and really strong and really full of fat and all those things. So all possible medicines are injected in cow. Plus antibiotics are injected in cows because they should not fall sick. And finally, they are put on machines which suck their milk from udders in such a painful way. You know, you have to only imagine yourself in the place of cows. You are also our mothers. You also give milk to your children. Just think, if you are forcefully sucked out of your milk, you know, how painful it is. And many a times, blood comes out of the udders because it is so much forceful, negative force is there. And that is why today people have, in America and Europe and all these countries, they have so many milk allergies. So all this artificiality is there in that. There is nothing like real milk. And so many people have milk allergies. Because so much of cow aparat is going on there. So much of torture. As soon as the cow stops giving milk, slaughter, straight. It's like you stop producing money from your salary, slaughterhouse. Imagine if you are in that condition of life, suppose you know, as soon as I stop earning, I'll be sent to slaughterhouse. How will you live? How can you conduct your life? If I know, if I stop earning, immediately I'll be sent to old age home. Nobody will care for me. Nobody will ask me, how are you? So, use and throw mentality. What mentality you have today towards mobile? What companies are doing? They don't produce any spare parts. Within a year's time, the model goes out of market. And you have only one choice. You have to throw the mobile and buy another mobile, which is going on currently in the market. They don't make only spare parts. Car kaisa rehta hai? 5 years ke baad bhi cars you have to throw away. You don't get any spare parts. Sir, model band ho gaya abhi. Naya model aaya hai. So why? What is the mentality? Use and throw. So the same mentality they first use on animals, use and throw. And with the human being also, same mentality, use and throw. As long as wife is giving me happiness, husband is giving happiness, stay. Otherwise, divorce, find another one. That's how it is going on. What you deal with things, and then you deal with animals, same thing comes to you finally, because you are having the same mentality. No? And if you keep on eating the flesh of animal regularly, then that hinsa, that cruelty comes in you, because without cruelty you can't kill animals. And the product of cruelty you are accepting as your food, so cruelty enters in you. And the same cruelty will be manifested in all your dealings of life. You become so selfish, self-centered, you don't care for anybody. As long as somebody gives you benefit, that person is with you, you like that person. As long as the person stops giving benefit, you discard the person in your life, find another person. And the same thing will be done to you by people. So everybody is a nuclear personality. Everybody is a lonely person, because he deals with everybody with use and throw mentality. They deal with that person as use and throw mentality. So everybody is a nuclear personality. In a house, there are four nucleus in four rooms, watching their own television and mobile and laptop. And hardly they come to take dinner together, lunch together. Even India, I would say, still it is much better. At least something is better at home. You cannot imagine, if you go abroad, all the meals of the day for weeks together are all outside food. Everything is bought from outside, nothing is made at home. Because the lady and the man and the children, everybody is so busy. They just come, open deep fridge, take out something, do something with it, put it in the oven, eat it. Take some juice out of it, put in the glass, put in the microwave, heat it, soup, hot drink, cold drink, sandwiches. This is what they eat every day.
India, initially it was like a surprise to me, but now out of 10 patients, I'm not exaggerating, 5 people would do the same thing.
So, this kind of life, you know, our Peter Barwash came here. And Peter Barwash is such a big celebrity in America. 40,000 people hit his website every day. Such a big celebrity. Huh? And an international businessman. His own time, he was a tennis champion, famous celebrity of tennis. When I was a child, of course. So we came here and I told him in Vrindavan only, you have to have a drastic change in your diet and everything. And he was so amazed, you know, what he would eat. Morning sandwiches, afternoon sandwiches, evening sandwiches. Morning butter sandwich, evening cheese sandwich, in the afternoon tomato sandwich, something. But bread. And we told him that you have to eat chapatis. And 6 days he was meditating how to get a chapati in USA. I mean, casually I asked him, Mataji is at home, no? She can... No, she cannot make. She is busy. She cannot make. I'm just thinking, are tortillas okay? Are this okay? You know, so many items he was putting. I know the items. I have been there. So I was saying, okay, this is okay. That is okay. And now he has stopped eating sandwiches. And he says, I'm feeling so much better. My health is so much better. I never knew in life that all these things are artificial and not good for health. As a devotee also, I didn't know. Because American life is so overwhelming, you know. Everything is like you go for shopping and you just stirred your trolley with so many things that you can eat on your own. You don't need your wife or your son or husband or anybody. You just take out things, paste it on that, you know, heat it in the microwave. Everything is there in the house. Whatever you want, equipment is there. Just heat. One of my friends in Saudi Arabia, his wife would cook for him every day in Saudi Arabia. But when she would go for a vacation and he had to be in Saudi Arabia, she would make 30 different sabjis in 30 different dabbas and put it in deep fridge. And she would make something like 200-300 chapatis and keep in another deep fridge area. His job was that he would take out one, put it in oven, eat it, eat the chapati and eat it. I went to his house and cooked for him. I said, Prabhu, don't eat this. This is all crap food. You know, however, made by your wife with love and devotion, but you know, after one day, it's not a good thing to eat. All kinds of fungus, everything is there in that. Public ko to chana garam karne ko bhi time nahi hai. To wo cooked chana bhi udhar milta hai udhar. All with preservative, everything is there. And you have to drain the thing, wash the thing, and then 2 minutes you can make chana masala.
जिस घर में मैं बना रहा था खिचड़ी ज्यादा हो गया, तो ज्यादा होने के बाद मैं थोड़ा नर्वस हो गया, ज्यादा हो गया। घर का मालिक बोलता बहुत खुश हुआ, प्रभु जी मेरा काम तो आपने बहुत आसान कर दिया, इसको तो मैं 8 दिन तक खाऊंगा।
That's how it is. I was cooking every day in Saudi Arabia. Every day I was cooking. At least once in a day I would cook fresh food. And my room partner na was like starving, like for home food. And I would not get time. I mean, hardly any time I was here. But I would cook my meal. So he would request me, please on Friday na, you cook for me sambar for the whole week. And I would cook for a big pot sambar for him, and he would keep in the fridge and keep on taking out every day and eating and taking it. तो कभी सांबार तो मिलेगा खाने को। सो फ्राइडे वॉज माई सेवा, आई वुड कुक समथिंग फॉर हिम फॉर द फुल वीक एंड ही वुड कीप ईटिंग व्हेनेवर ही वांटेड टू ईट। एंड व्हेन आई वेंट अर्ली फर्स्ट फ्यू मंथ्स इन सऊदी अरेबिया, आई वॉज ऑल्सो वेरी बिजी, आई डेंट नो हाउ टू सेटल डाउन, एंड सो आई ऑल्सो ब्रिंगिंग दोज कुक चनाज एंड कुक ऑल दिस थिंग्स, एंड देर वॉज सो मच कुकिंग, सो मच इचिंग अराउंड माई यू नो बॉडी. So then I took a swab. It was full of fungus. And all the source was those items. Because they don't work on fungus. They only work on bacteria. So the abundance of fungus is there in that, all kinds of tinned food. And what is shopping in America and England and other countries? All tinned food. Everything, they will just dump it in the trolley and bring home. So coming back again to milk. Unless and until we respect the cow, love the cow, and take her milk out naturally, which is not by force or chemicals or anything else, you know, there is some heinous and most degraded method in somebody's and some people's cow sheds. What they do is, somebody had told them that you have to pass a stick through her vagina, to her uterus, and tap it to get good flow of milk. And they do it for every single cow. So much torture and suffering is there, and all that milk we are drinking. So what do you think, when we are giving so much pain to mother, no pain will come to you? How do you think like that? So we have taken a vow now that we will drink milk which is bona fide, or we will not drink milk. Better to avoid milk. So when I go abroad, I know there is nothing like milk there. Everything is just all slaughtered, all kind of, you know, pain, torture, commercial, industrial effort. Nobody cares for the cows, and so I don't drink milk when I go abroad. Now this time, whenever I'll go next time, I will take the Patmeda milk powder from our natural shop, and I'll go abroad and I'll drink milk of that. Because I know Patmeda milk, which we have worked out from ISKCON Chowpatty. Our devotees have gone there, stayed there and studied everything. They are a very bona fide goshala. They have 1.5 lakh cows, but only 500 of them are milking. Rest all are just taken care. They only serve those cows. Because even if the cow stops giving milk, her dung and her urine are so useful, you can make so much money out of it. Till she lives, she can keep the money to you. Cow is never a burden. Cow is never a burden to human life. We keep calculating itna rupay ka ghas, itne rupay ka fodder, itne rupay ka ye, और कितना मिल का रहा है, तो बना बेनिफिशियल नहीं है, उसको ऊपर से आदमी रखो घुमाने के लिए, निकालने के लिए आदमी रखो, ऐसा नहीं है. काउ द समथिंग कॉल्ड एज काउनॉमिक्स, यू नो, लाइक इकोनॉमिक्स, वेयर वी आर टॉट बाय पीपल how to make money out of cow. Even if you are a businessman, you can also still, without troubling cow, you can make so much money out of cow. We have cows in Wada, we have cows in Talasari, we have cows in so many our farms. And we are making tooth powder, we are making toothpaste, we are making shampoos, soaps and dhoops and so many things we are making. Or if you go to our temple shops, na, it's filled with, like I use, not a single thing I use these days is out of cows. You name what a man requires. He requires shaving cream, he requires toothpaste, he requires soap, he requires shampoo. Everything is made of cow in my house. If you come to my bathroom, you'll see. Everything is fully made of cows. You have a shaving cream also made of cows, cow items, and some herbs they add. And with the soap, it has come very blissful, fragrant soap called Bliss. 30 rupees only, 75 grams. And we are using only that now. And each temple is coming up with new kinds of soaps made out of cows. So you are taking bath free of sin. You are shaving free of sin. You are, you know, brushing free of sin. Cow, all products are together, and there is a nice cow powder, tooth powder. And we are using it every day. Now 13 years have passed. First time when we counselors went to Hanuman Tekdi, from that day, every single thing I am using is only of cows. He said, even if you think of a cow, you are purified. How to speak of using things of cows. And if you touch your cow's things on your head as a shampoo, on your face as a shaving cream, on the teeth as a tooth powder, as a soap on body, everything is getting purified. In the evening, we put cow dhoop in front of the Lord. Our temple has stopped using all agarbattis now. They don't use agarbattis for aarti. They only use cow dhoop, made out of their own cows from Wada. So you'll find a pujari only holding one stick in hand and moving. And the whole temple is fragrant of cow dung, dhoop. So, point I was trying to make is, you may think you are a vegetarian, but most probably you are not, because unknowingly, out of ignorance, you are putting in your body and on the mouth and on head so many things which are made out of meat and flesh and eggs and so many chemicals. And everybody is asking me, you know, I am 51, how my hair is still black? It's grey, there are many places are grey, but not proportionately as my age should have given me. Because I use most of the time cow products for my hair. And from my childhood, when I was such a small baby, I'm using pure coconut oil till today on my head. So my aim is not to keep my hair black, by the way. Whenever they will become grey, I will accept it. But the thing is that if you live natural life, then everything will become natural. Dr. Dalal ko dekha kal, he has lost a lot of hair. Not a single hair has become white. So, because life is so simple, no sinful activities, no sinful food, no chemicals and these. It lives a simple life, you know, very simple. No jazzy desires and no want to eat pizzas and these junk food. So, natural life, natural strength, longevity. What is food supposed to give to us?
According to me, inner peace.
No, food is supposed to give you. First is strength, second is taste has to be there, na? Swad and bala, swad, bala, ayu, that is longevity, and the fourth thing I keep forgetting, is maybe inner peace and maybe spiritual advancement, because we offer that to Krishna and we expect spirituality and purification. You have to just put these four things in your paper and go home and honestly check whether these things are available to you through food or not. Taste, strength, longevity, and purification of soul. Maybe I'm mistaking, I'll come back to you on this fourth issue. Spiritual purification or upliftment. And I feel that if all of you are convinced, okay, I want to live a very pure life, I don't want to live artificial, chemically bombarded life, then you can still live today. But you have to do a little bit mehnat. You have to do some hard work to find out and do resourcing, this, that, and you have to give up some of your fancies. Like you want to eat this biscuit and you want to eat that biscuit which has come just now in the market, and you know, so many names are there, such beautiful advertisements are there. You are like, you pass by every day, and on the bus stop you see that big biscuit ka pack advertisement with some few biscuits are loose on that, you know. You feel like, my God, ek bar to khana chahiye usko. Oreo, something like that, black color biscuits, you know, my God. So many big, big advertisements, you know. You drive your car and you are just flooded with the advertisements, bombarding on you, drink this juice and drink that, you know. Everything is filled with stabilizers and emulsifiers, and otherwise they will not remain only with you. So say, acha, you drink coconut water, make limbu pani, bring oranges and squeeze at home and give orange juice to your children. Why you need to bring real only? You can't make a juice at home. Why you become so lazy, you know? And you pay price for that also. So everything is marketed and you don't know. In America, at least they write ki this product is processed through the same machines where eggs and mushrooms and this and that are processed. Caution. You can choose not to eat it. But they are very honest with you. But in India, mein tumhara item kahan se ghumta hai, who knows? Who tells? Who bothers to tell you? Because they have a lot of allergies. They have got feather allergy, they have got egg white allergy, they have got egg yellow allergy, they have this allergy, they have mushroom allergy, they have so many allergies known in America. So they have to write on the key, this product is processed to the same machines where these many items are processed. So at least you know, okay, why I can't eat this because I have allergy of this. My daughters,
huh? May contain traces of peanuts.
May contain peanuts. Because people are allergic to peanuts also. Now, I wonder how one can have allergy to peanuts, really. Really. So it's amazing, amazing for me. So, better to live a simple life. So, it is very hard nowadays to bring people to back to normal life because everybody is so much used to filling up their dabbas with so many ready-made things. How kaise band karenge abhi? How to stop all that? So we have to reduce and finally eat something which is made at home. You know for sure what is it made for, made of, and your health will be all right.
What about the products of Patanjali?
I found out and I was asking many questions to many people. Till now Patanjali is not contaminated. No corruption is there. And Patanjali has come up with fantastic range of items. You cannot imagine. Whatever you need, life is there with them. Chyawanprash, and cow products, and you shampoo, show, every single thing is there. Biscuits also have come up, biscuit also. With no emulsifier, juices. Yeah. But I'm just worried that, you know, Swami Ramdev is somewhere else and everybody is somewhere else. For business sake, what they will do in future, we don't know. But till today, things are also, they have got many shampoos which are made of cows, and varieties of shampoos are there. Yeah. So, we need to live a life of purity. If we are convinced that we need to meet the Lord at the end of our life or in our life, we have to live a life of purity. And life of purity doesn't mean I am only vegetarian and I chant Hare Krishna. You have to see where impurity is entering in your life without your knowledge. That also you have to see. Through emotions and through activities that you do, what natural activity, you are taking bath every day, you are doing so many things. You have to be careful what you are allowing to enter in your body. Because even if you know or you don't know, if impure things enter in you, they will have their effect and you will have the effects on your life also of that. That's why everybody, you know, 25 years, hair is grey and so many things are happening. Why you think girls are menstruating this nowadays very, very early age? Because of all this artificial way of everything is studded with chemicals, you know. So they grow very fast, they become mature very fast, and they also menstruate very fast, and they demand sex very fast, and there is abortions and pregnancies in very early age, this is in school ages. In my time, at least, you know, 11th, 12th, and in 13th, 14th class, they would have such kind of activities. Now they're in the school, girls and boys are uniting, and they have OC pills and many things. Because of the corruption of atmosphere is so intense outside. Atmosphere is so corrupted that your mind, body, intelligence, everything is bombarded with all this. So you are a victim of your situation, you know. Unless you give your children very good culture at home, very good culture, Krishna consciousness at home, they cannot survive outside. Outside the world is so overwhelming, they get defeated totally. They get overwhelmed and they get completely defeated. And they come and demand things from you and you also cannot say no from them. Aisa baithe rehte din bhar. Within 3 feet of your body, the mobile is there for 24 hours. And when you sleep, it is next to you on the bed only. Microwaves are destroying your brain every single day. Your power of concentration, your power of thinking, your power of understanding, everything is getting destroyed and you are simply fully absorbed day and night in doing something. The common photograph of a young boy, a young girl, it's simply with bent head, immersed in the mobile, doing something on that. In the train, in the house, newly married husband and wife, every single person is simply dedicated to one item. And these, if in a room now, for all of you must be having mobile. I also have that mobile there, okay? You can experience yourself. Suppose you go for a picnic, na? You decide, ki, now one day, all of us will put our mobiles at home, all gadgets at home, all Walkman, this, that, player, MP3, everything you drop at home and go for a one day picnic to a nature place. You will find so much difference and so much peace and so much, you know, that I can't explain to you in words what you will feel. But you try it out. Just try to get one day free from all these gadgets, not only mobile, I'm telling you, every laptop, every single thing you may think, Bluetooth ka speaker, you may have a MP3, you may have an iPod, you may have so many things which are not mobile. Just keep it away and spend one day with nature. You will have total different mindset on that day. Even the irritability is also nowadays more because of this. So many vibrations are around you, you know, microwaves. It is said when you go in the lift these days, it's very dangerous to go in the lift these days because the small compartment which is magnetized activity, you know, lift works on magnetism. In the small cubicle, there are 10, 15, 20 people with all their mobiles active, on. Train compartments, lift compartments. There are more people and everybody has one or sometimes two mobiles on them. So we have to lead somehow life of purity to get close to the Lord. It's not going to be easy in future years to be very close to God very easily. Because life is so uncertain and so much, you know, dependent on so many chemicals. In your house also there are so many machineries, you know. There's a refrigerator, there's a washing machine, there's a dishwasher, there's an oven, there's a mixer. There is a computer. What is not? You see, every room is filled with some electronic gadget. AC is there. But you go to a village one day and the village temperature is very good, like Mahabaleshwar or something on higher level. And you don't need so many fans or thing. You feel such different kind of peace there. Because all kinds of electromagnetic waves are always bombarding you and altering your body chemistry. Your sleep, your hunger, your body mechanics, everything is affected by those electromagnetic waves which are around you. So, devotional life also means going back to natural way of living also. Just city life is not very conducive for devotional life. Scriptures explain that staying in cities is in the mode of passion. They are not very conducive for bhakti. Staying in a village is very conducive for bhakti because in the mode of goodness, sattvic. And staying near brothels or drunk, you know, casinos and prostitute houses and all those meat slaughter industry, everything is in the mode of ignorance, tamoguna, very detrimental to spiritual life. If you only stay nearby such activities also, your life will be affected. Even if you stay close by such sinful activities which are going around you are affected by those. This is given in Bhagavatam, by the way. 10th canto, I just read of late. Even if you are not doing sinful activities, if you are staying close to very intense sinful activities, you are affected by that. Inevitably, you have no choice. So going back to nature is very important. Start from today, if not, it will be a 10-year project for you. Maybe by end of 10th year, you may be able to gradually give up everything which is detrimental and bring in everything which is useful to you and somehow try to preserve with so many sacrifices. Okay, I don't want to eat this anymore, I don't want to eat this anymore. Fine. You know, train your mind and then you will come to a reasonable, not great, but reasonable, pure life. And with that you will find that your devotional life will also become very easy by that. It will be very natural for you to devote to God. Hare Krishna. This Hare Krishna is like a like this. Hare Krishna. Like that I said. What it meant was like it is too difficult to continue if you are not actively aware of all these things. So just passively going along with the world, na, then you don't know where you will be swayed by the world. Where the world will take you. Which kind of situation the world will take you and what you will be thinking and you don't know. Anyway, I'll tell you a nice story now. See, my talkings to all of you will be always mixed up with two things. One thing, I'll be always periodically I will keep on updating you with the reality of the world, which you may not know exactly what's happening under the table. And second thing, I'll give you the pure nectar of Krishna consciousness. Nice stories and pastimes of the Lord and good principles of Krishna consciousness. So, Devamruta Swami, who is not our Devamruta Prabhu, one of the Swamis there, American Swami, he has said that even talking about the dangerous, fearful realities of the world around you is also Krishna Katha. So that makes you convinced that we should be more Krishna conscious. To know how what world we are living in and what's happening today, if you are updated regularly in between, that you know breaks your conviction, yeah, world is very good. That will break it. No, world is not good. We don't know so many things. Because we have good company and good people around us, so we don't know exactly what is happening. So third rate in the world, what is happening. And second thing, positivity is, you talk about the Lord also and discuss about His glories and His activities. So you will get inspired to go further in your bhakti. So there was one king, Purushottam Jena. So aap log aage aana paas. King Purushottam Jena. Was a very great chivalrous king, and his wife was very devoted. And one day he went to have a war with one country, South India, Tamil Nadu. And he was thinking, I will defeat him so easily. So he just lost the battle. I hope I'm telling you the story rightly. I will tell you the story properly again. It's not a story like that. King Purushottam Jena was a young man and his marriage got fixed up with another king's daughter. So the girl's father king wanted to do the marriage immediately, as all girls' fathers want their marriage to be done immediately as soon as they are fixed up. The king of Purushottam Jena, King Purushottam Jena was a king of Jagannath Puri. So he said, Rath Yatra is coming and I have my seva in Rath Yatra. It's a very big national event for my country. Now the nation is very big. That time Orissa kingdom, Orissan, Gajapati, Narath, Purushottam Jena. So he said, give me some break, you know, and I will come back to you after 2-3 months. And because, you know, Jagannath Puri means they have Stan Yatra, then they have Annavasara, they have Netrotsav, then they have Rath Yatra, then they have Gundicha stay, and then they have Pauda Yatra, and then they have Shunavesh, and then they have so many things are there, Chera Pahara and Pahandi Vijay, and there are so many events are there, no, in that whole episode of Rath Yatra. It takes about 1.5 months. So he said, okay, I'll come back to you. Okay. So what happened, the king who about to get married, he told the other king that I invite you as my new relationship, you know, I invite you to attend the function. So he said, I am little busy in my own kingdom. I will send my prime minister to on my behalf as a king, on behalf. and you will attend the Rath Yatra. So the Prime Minister of the new relationship came, so as a VIP, no, new relationship, Sasur ka Prime Minister, so very important person. So usko achhi tarah se welcome kiya gaya, and then he was seated in a good position. And then, you know, the Lord was brought to the chariot, and you know, we have Pahandi Vijay and then the Chera Pahara, and then Lord was on the chariot, and then Chera Pahara means the Lord, king has to come and sweep. Chera Pahara, we also sweep in front of chariot. So the king was, king came, and king started sweeping with a big broom in front of all his kinsmen. He was sweeping the street of the Jagannath chariot. And the Prime Minister felt very, very disgusted. He said, what kind of king is this? He's sweeping the road. He's a bhangi. I will go and tell my king not to give your daughter to him, because I don't see any king in the world who sweeps in front of public. So he went. He didn't say anything. He was just like calculating in the mind, and he kept quiet. He went back and told his king that your son-in-law, would-be son-in-law, is a sweeper. I saw him sweeping himself on the street in front of all his kinsmen. I don't think your daughter should be given to such a person. Find another king. So as soon as the Rath Yatra got over, the news came from that we cancel the marriage. So Purushottam Jena becomes very angry. It's like insult for him. You, what do you think? You are already done up with me and now you are cancelling? It's an insult for me. So he said, Akraman, go and attack. We will take revenge of this insult. So he went and he attacked. And lo and behold, he lost the battle. The king, the girl's father, the king was very powerful. And he defeated Purushottam Jena. And Purushottam was so surprised, how I got defeated. So he came back crying. He didn't go to his kingdom. On the way only he stopped. And one poor Brahmin came and he saw the king very upset and morose. So he asked, what happened, king? He said, all this happened. I went and got defeated. He said, shall I ask you one question? Did you take the blessings of Lord Jagannath before going? Oh, I forgot. Always when I go on a battle, I always go to Lord Jagannath, take his blessings, take his garland, and then I go ahead. But this time I was so much insulted and I was so angry that I forgot. I just went and I got defeated. So he came back to Jagannath and he was crying to Lord Jagannath. I'm so sorry. I've forgotten to take blessings from you. And I was so much insulted and I was so much personal anguish was there. So please forgive me. And the Lord spoke to him. The Lord said, don't worry. This time you again attack that kingdom. And me and my brother Baldev will join you. Bhagwan ne bol diya ki hum dono aayenge. So king got really, you know, moroseness, depression ka anti-depressing treatment diya Bhagwan ne usko. Bola, main aa raha hu, don't worry, I am coming. So now the Lord has said, and so he gathers his army and again gets ready, and but some doubt is in his mind ki, will he come? Really, he will be there? Now will I know he is there or not, you know? Abhi samjha, aapko dikhai dete hain, do ghudswar hai aapke beech mein, Bhagwan chakra leke khade hain, you have faith. But how will I know that Lord is with me? So with a little doubt, now he started marching. Okay? And he was marching, marching, marching. And suddenly he stopped by one old lady. Hello, sun rahe na aap log? One old lady stops him. She is a seller of chas. वो रास्ते पे छाछ बेच रही है और राजा को रास्ते पे आके बोला, राजा राजा रुक जा रुक जा रुक जाओ रुक जा रुक जाओ. व्हाट हैपेंड? तो शी सेड दैट वन मैन, वन वाइट फेयर पर्सन ऑन अ ब्लैक हॉर्स, आई मीन अ डार्क पर्सन ऑन अ फेयर हॉर्स केम टू मी. दे वर वेरी गॉर्जियसली ड्रेस्ड अप एंड दे सेड, वी आर थर्स्टी, कैन यू गिव सम छास? सो आई गिव माय छास. दे सेड, कैन यू हैव गिव मोर छास? सो आई गिव मोर छास. They asked, can you give more? So I gave more and all my matka was finished by them. And then I asked money. And they said, we don't have any money. Our king is coming from behind. You take from him. In the meantime, they said, we have some jewelry. So he removed one of his bracelet, kada, and he gave. So they said that, ye jo bracelet hai, ye unko dikhao. To wo samajh jayenge ki kiska hai ye. And he will pay you. So she comes with that, you know, ki ye unhone diya hai, he has told me to give it to you and take money. So when he sees that, he sees Jagannath's bracelet, which he has seen on his hand previous day, and the same thing is on the road available. How can that be unless Jagannath comes? So now he is sure that two soldiers are already gone ahead of me. And lo and behold, before he even reached that place of warfare, the opposite party was defeated already. The king was already surrendered. He came, surrendered to the king and said, I'm sorry. So they arrest the king, they pick up the daughter also. You can do whatever you want. So out of that insulting feeling, he also said, pick up the trash can also. And we will find a very good jhadwala for her and we'll marry her nicely. Well, they have condemned me as a bhangi. So I will see a good bhangi for her and I will get her married. So he tells his prime minister, pick this girl up, keep her very nicely, respectfully, but to search for a good bhangi for her and we'll get her married in our kingdom. And he come back. And then next year Rath Yatra comes. The Pradhan Mantri is searching for whole kingdom a proper suitable bhangi for her, but he is not able to find. And the next year Rath Yatra comes. And next year Rath Yatra, again the king comes in front of chariot and he is sweeping the floor. And very intelligently the prime minister brings this girl and declares to the whole world that for the last whole year I have been searching for a very good bhangi for this girl, but now I have found the good boy for this girl, and I declare that they will be united in marriage. So then king accepts her in marriage, and King Prataprudra is the son of that girl and Purushottam Jena, the famous King Prataprudra, who is there in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the king of Orissa, who hosted King Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who hosted his Bengali Vaishnavas, who did so many pastimes are there of King Prataprudra with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he met Lord Chaitanya, how he served his devotees, how Lord Chaitanya denied meeting with him because he was a king and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sannyasi, but then how he met him, how he sang songs from Gita Govinda for him, how he massaged Lord's feet, how he became the ardent devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So King Prataprudra is a very famous, integral, big personality in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that famous Prataprudra was born out of union of Purushottam Jena and that girl. So this is a Rath Yatra story for you. And every Rath Yatra... I mean, Bhagavan aisa sundar lila karenge toh kisi ko maja nahi aayega kya? Why? Heart will be filled with joy, you know. Lord, when he promises, he never goes fail. Similar stories of Jagannath Puri is there, you know. There is one deity called Sakshi Gopal. So there was a Sakshi Gopal deity was in Vrindavan actually. Abhi bhi Vrindavan mein Sakshi Gopal ka mandir hai. But the original deity is in Jagannath Puri and some other deity is put there called Pratibhu Murti is kept there. So there was an old Brahmin was there, very old. He wanted to do pilgrimage. So he finds a young boy in Vrindavan and he tells, can you please assist me? With your help, I will go and do pilgrimage, last pilgrimage. So the young boy says, yes, yes. Not like today's young boys. He goes, hey, buddha aadmi, chal ja abhi. Pagal aadmi, buddha mujhe bulta hai, pilgrimage ko chal. The young boy felt privileged that such a saintly old Brahmin is asking me to come with him. My fortune to go with him for holy places. So with permission of his parents, he went all char dham with him. And they returned to Vrindavan back. And the old man was so happy with him. He said, I will marry my granddaughter with you. I promise you. So the boy said, okay, fine. And after some time, the boy went to the old man's house and said, you promised me that you will marry your granddaughter with me. So he said to his young son, that your daughter I had thought of giving to this boy. He said, what, Papa, you are such a nonsense. You don't understand anything. You are his position, society, what is his duty, what is his equal or not. You don't know anything. And you are without asking me, promised him that you will give your... So when he promised him, at that time, he promised him in front of Sakshi Gopal. So the boy said, who is the witness? He said, Lord is the witness. In front of Lord, as a witness, I am promising you, I will give you my granddaughter. So boy had so much faith in the Lord. Old man also had faith in the Lord. So they could take him as Sakshi. Otherwise, he was a murti of patthar. What is Sakshi? No, he's a person, he's a Lord, supreme personality. So the old man, when he was stumped like this by his son, this is utter nonsense, I'm never going to give my daughter to this young man. So he said, the Lord is Sakshi. So then they made fun of him. What Lord Sakshi, who's, what nonsense you're talking. So he brought the case to Sarpanch, the local panchayat. So there also the sons of this old man put up the case in such a way that they made fun of this boy on only one point. He is only quoting the Lord as a witness. So they maneuvered and manipulated the whole panchayat in such a way that the conclusion was, let him bring the Lord with him as a witness. And the Lord comes with him as a witness and says, then we will agree with this. And by the way, I forgot to mention to you, the Brahmin was from Jagannath Puri. And he had gone to Vrindavan, and from there he had taken this boy up. So when he went to remind the old man, he went from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. And he very sadly went back because he was given the verdict that you bring Sakshi Gopal with you. Now he had faith in the Lord. But all those people felt that, kya Bhagwan ko leke aayega? So, an impossible situation, you know. So we have won the case. He goes back to Sakshi Gopal and he cries out to him, you are the witness, my Lord. Now you have to come to me. So Lord spoke to him, so don't worry, I will come with you. Only on one condition. You walk ahead and I will walk from behind. Sir, Lord, how will I know you are coming or not? Sir, my ankle bells will keep making sound. You keep track with that. But you don't. If you turn back, I will not come with you. I will stand there only. Wherever I am, I will stay there only. So he was like, you know, his all heart and all, everything was in the ears, and ears were hearing that ankle bell sound. And he was walking all the way from Vrindavan. He walked to Jagannath Puri. Kidhar hai Vrindavan, kidhar Jagannath Puri. In the olden days, there was no other thing. So he walked, constantly was hearing the ankle bells. Chum, 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 chum. In between some, he reached very much close to Jagannath Puri. And he was about to enter Jagannath Puri. At that time, vehicles come, you know, cows making sound, and so many things are happening in the city. It's not night time, it's very peaceful. Daytime, mean, a lot of sounds are there. So he in between stopped hearing the ankle bells. He kept walking, but he stopped hearing the ankle bells. He was a little worried. And he didn't see behind, but he was thinking, what to do now? I'm not hearing ankle bells. And he turned. And he saw Lord's Murti was there. My Lord became immediately Murti. Turned into a Murti. And he said, you doubted me, so I am now standing here only. No problem. He already come to the outskirts of Jagannath Puri. So then he calls that old man and everybody, Sarpanch, everybody. He says, see, Lord has come. And they were laughing out, laughing like anything. So this man is totally crazy. He has something doll we must have brought with him. And they went to see. Because they had done pilgrimage. Old man has done pilgrimage. So he knows that Sakshi Gopal has come all the way to Jagannath Puri. So then the old man had to bring the granddaughter. The son had to bring his daughter. And they got married. So Bhagwan is a person. He is not an idol. He is not a murti. He is not a concept. He is not an energy. He is a personality. He relates to his devotees. To you and me also he can relate. He relates every day. Provided we have faith. If we have doubt and we are questioning, then he is not forced to, obliged to respond to you. So tomorrow is our Gundicha Marjan cleansing activity in the hospital. I'll speak few minutes, 5 minutes on that. I'll not get another chance before tomorrow to talk to all of you. And you have so many people under you. Please tell them that cleansing this hospital is not less than cleansing a temple. Because this hospital is not less than a temple or a place of God. Where God is in center, where God consciousness is in center, where God consciousness is taught to people as a prime activity, where spiritual care is a prominent activity in this hospital. The hospital is run by devotees, managed by devotees, with spiritual vision of a spiritual master. So this place is not less than any temple. And second thing is, because this temple maintains your another temple where you stay. Your Grihastha Ashram is also a temple where you are supposed to keep Lord in the center and serve him as the master of your house. And your house is ashram, Grihastha Ashram, where Lord is the master, Swami. So that temple is maintained by this temple. So you should not feel any hesitation to clean this temple. And the mood and the purpose behind cleansing this temple, this hospital is that the Lord is going to come out in Rath Yatra, see everything very beautifully. So we want to please the Lord by cleaning the hospital. And by cleaning the hospital, our heart is going to get cleaned. When you clean the hospital by chanting the name of the Lord visibly and audibly with devotion, and with that you clean the temple, then the Lord is going to be very pleased and your heart is going to be very pleased. The soul, which is contaminated with so many negative feelings of moroseness and anger and envy and competition and greed, all these things are contaminating the soul. And when we do cleaning in the hospital, first of all, while cleaning, is anybody sad? Everybody is happy. I have seen so many years, I see everybody just blissful, you know, everybody is just chanting the name of the Lord, kirtan is going on, and they clean and they are very blissful. So you become happy first of all, and then your heart gets cleaned, and with that clean heart you expect Lord to enter your heart, and next day is Rath Yatra. So we welcome the Lord in the heart, which is cleansed. In between the cleanliness week, we clean everything around us, so that all those papers were not used for a year, and all that dirt above the cupboard, and all that line of dust above the tube light, which we have not reached throughout the year, we reach that and try to clean that. Our cupboards, drawers, everything, our table. And when internally things are cleaned, and then we go out and do maha cleaning with the holy name. And I have experienced that whoever has come from outside and have witnessed the activity, what's happening in the hospital? Where's the director? I said, he is there. See, he's on the ladder there. He's cleaning that fan. Oh, he's a director. Yes, yes. So then you'll find many doctors and consultants also are sweeping and mopping the floor and doing something. So everybody is very amazed. Because the more bigger you become in your profession, in your job or in your company, what happens to you? You become more proud. So it's a good opportunity for us to humble ourselves. Because God is not impressed with your position, your power, your authority, your influence, your money, your education, your advancement in your profession. God is only impressed by your humility and devotion. If you are humble and you exhibit your humility by your action, at least in a year, one should not hesitate to sweep the floor. Guru Maharaj has given instruction that all the top officials of Bhaktivedanta Hospital should regularly clean toilets. So that they... One nice thing I was thinking in the morning, which I told in the P.V. Doshi Hospital today, that it's also a salute to our salute to our housekeeping department. Once in a year we do salute to them by cleaning ourselves. Because all throughout the year they are keeping your hospital spick and span and clean, which people are so much happy with. People are appreciating your housekeeping department's activities and the efforts that they take to keep the hospital clean, which gives faith to your patients that we will get well here, and microbiologists will also be happy to see the hospital will be clean, so that, you know, it's bacteria free, hospital is not giving infection to the patients, the hospital acquired infection. So the cleanliness is a very important activity. It gives faith in people's hearts that you are professionals, I will get well over here, I will not get some other disease over here. The staphylococcus and staphylococcus aureus and so many things are coming in swabs. So all throughout the year the housekeeping is doing such hard work. And one day in a year we should go all out and thank them and assist them and do what they are doing. Let us try to do. We will not be able to match what they are doing. They only are protecting us. We will not put a finger in the socket, or we don't go out of the window and do something. They are always, you know, around us. So, ye mat karo baba, thoda sambhal ke chado. Gir jaoge to orthopedic mein takleef hogi baad mein. So they are always still protecting us. They only give us the basket, and they only gather things, and they only give you, and they will send up precautionary notes to you. And so they are only hosts of this function. But it gives an opportunity for us to understand what is the meaning of housekeeping, and what is that what they are doing, what is the meaning of all that work that they are doing. Why do you fast on Ekadashi? It also gives an understanding to us what is the meaning of hunger. What is the meaning of hunger pangs? Upasmar. What is the meaning of all these things? So many people are hungry in this world, and one day in 15 days we are trying to experience what is the pain of hunger. But already that we try to understand the pain of others. and give up grains on that day. Similarly, one day in a year, at least we should bow down and clean the hospital. And don't forget, please, I request you, this year, when you are cleaning your department, don't forget to personally go and thank the housekeeping people in your area, wherever they are. Thank you very much for keeping the hospital clean. Because there's one beautiful spiritual understanding about these housekeeping people. If you tell them now regularly, periodically, they will be so happy with you. Of course, this terminology bhangi is a very, you know, socially very, kya kehte hain usko, taboo actually. But one Ramesh Baba Maharaj from Barsana one time went to a bhangi colony to give pravachan. And in the bhangis in UP and Bihar are all achuts. They don't touch them and they don't let them come in the house. They don't lift vegetables and baskets of potatoes and all. They are all outcast people. So there he went to give pravachan. So everyone was thinking, what is going to speak now? So he began opening statement. He said, all the bhangis are the mothers of society. They are like mother to society. Everybody was like wonderstruck. What is the meaning of this? So he explained. So what is the mother doing? Mother doing all bhangi job for a child. Constantly the child is passing urine and stool and soiling the clothes. And she's constantly washing the baby, washing the all soiled clothes and throwing all the waste and chadars and langotis, everything is drying. Continuously she's keeping the water and all the saliva drooping and everything. She's constantly cleaning the waste of the child. Then whenever a guest comes and takes the child in hand, child is not smelling anywhere. Bindumal, Hare Krishna. He is not smelling. And when you take a child of somebody and he is not smelling bad, then you know how well the mother is taking care. Similarly, we all are throwing all the waste outside. Urine, stool, bath water, and so many kachras, and combing karke some hair, some food particles, some wrappers, some peels, banana peels, sabji peels, so many things we are throwing here, there, and they every day come and clean your lobby also, clean your staircase also, collect your kachara also, drag the kachara out and put in the truck which comes from municipality, they take it all the way to the dumping yard. And that's how your society, your roadways, your society ways, your society passage, everything is clean. They said, imagine if one day the bhangis do strike, then everywhere in Maharashtra, Bombay, we'll find everywhere smelling, all rotten smell everywhere, all spread everywhere, all dogs and crows and other animals are howling over it and spreading everywhere, and the rats are coming inside and all. One day strike of bhangis. So he glorified them, that they are like mothers and we are like children. We keep producing waste and they keep cleaning our waste. So one day you have to appreciate them. Go to your housekeeping staff and thank them and try to understand for one day exactly what they are doing, by trying to do what they are doing. That should be our mood in our housekeeping. So it will give you spiritual advancement, it will give you a very beautiful edge over your staff and good example, and your so-called housekeeping staff will get encouraged, will get appreciated, and they will do their job nicely. And then onwards, don't forget them to thank whenever you meet them. Say thank you to them that you are keeping a hospital clean. People are here to pay outside. They don't get bhangis to clean the hospital. So it's not your money that you are getting hospital clean with. Huh? Money is there, people are not available. Then your hospital will be dirty. Money is there, people come to clean. You have to still thank them that you came. How grateful to your bhai, to your bhai every day. Alis na bhai, thank you very much. Jeevan jaa. Pan ye, absent no karaus. Asa ki nahi asa. You came. It's like, it is said that there are three kinds of miseries, you know. One is adi daivaka miseries. Too much of heat, no rains, too much of rains, floods, volcanoes, earthquakes. Adi daivika. Then there is adi bhautika. That means misery is called by other living entities. Mosquitoes are biting you, dogs are biting in the night, barking in the night, and your bacteria are contaminating you, get fever and this and that. Adi bhautika. Neighbor is fighting with you, your mother-in-law is fighting with you, you are fighting with your mother-in-law, like that. And then there is adhyatmic miseries, that your mind is troubling you. You want to become Prime Minister of India, but already Modi is in that seat now. So you can't become Prime Minister. So you are suffering, you know. What to do now? or you want to have a dream that I want to become something like this in my life and I could not do and I wanted to do this and I wanted to buy Mercedes Benz, but you know, my so many things happened in life and I could not fulfill my ambition. And your unfulfilled ambition given by you only are causing trouble to you. And now what is in Kali Yuga is a fourth misery defined. You know what is that? Adidasic miseries. The servant that you have in the house is a major source of miseries these days. The servant is all your timetable, all your life's happiness, all your life's peace, all your life's everything is based on that person who comes to your house to help you. Everybody asks only one thing to my wife. You have help at home, no? How is Varsha Banavi? Is she doing well? You have help at home, no? It's a full-time help or part-time help? It's the first question. Hai na help chal raha hai na? Matlab, she's happy, na? So, usko Diwali mein saadi, usko Diwali mein sweets, usko shaadi bachchi ki hoi, to usko all kinds of entertainment, everything is there. You come, please come. Chutti bhi jana hai, to pagar leke jao, lekin baad mein wapas aana chutti se. Important hai. So, you have to appreciate because you are so much dependent. America, England, no servant. Everything on your own. Everything on your own. Husband, wife together, clean dishes, do your house. They will say, I'll do dishes, you do the carpet. So, thank you very much. Our Gundicha Marjan festival has got a lot of inner meanings. It's not just the activity of physical cleaning the hospital. A lot of spiritual connotations which we have to keep and do the needful accordingly. Then you will get the full benefit. And the glory of the activity will be revealed to you when you have the full understanding and with that mood you go to participate. Then you will see. And every year, for the last 18 years, 16 years, we are seeing that it's a very beautiful activity. And all the new staffs are also very much wondering how wonderful it is, you know. Nobody has to be told, hey, nikalna abhi, nikalna, why are you not coming out? Everybody is out at 2 o'clock and they are wonderfully chandan laga ke unko. हाथ में एक बास्केट देते हैं एंड दे ऑल गो एंड क्लीन फॉर 3 hours एंड एवरीबडी गैदर्स ऑन फिफ्थ फ्लोर एंड वॉचेस देमसेल्व्स वाओ लुक एट मी हां सी 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 आई हैव क्लाइम्ड अप सी 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 दिस इज मी एंड दे आर हैविंग वडा इन द हैंड ईटिंग बटाटा वडा एंड सीइंग दैट फोटोग्राफ्स दैट्स आवर ब्यूटीफुल कल्चर दैट वी आर डूइंग फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन हिस्ट्री ऑफ द हॉस्पिटल्स सो थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्णा